Well, one person who knows a bit about children's health is 12-year-old Lockie Coman. His passion for growing vegetables took him from his Melbourne school to the remote indigenous town of Junchunjara, 650k drive east of Kalgoorlie. Sharing cultures and stories, they compiled a book of their time together called How Does Your Garden Grow? As Tim Higgins reports.
If I think back to when I was 12, the idea of vegetables definitely didn't please me. I would constantly bicker with my mum at the dinner table, pushing away that plate of broccoli, beans or cauliflower. Yuck. But throughout 12-year-old Lockie Coman's childhood, he developed a real love and passion for vegetables. At his old primary school, Sandringham House at Furbank Grammar in Melbourne, Lockie even grew and took care of a veggie patch.
In the garden, we probably had a lot of lettuce, some multicoloured chard, peas, beans, broad beans, yeah.
Where did you get an interest in gardening?
Well, it's always been kind of part of our family. Mum's a great gardener. She really enjoys it. And, yeah, we have a veggie patch at home.
Do you like eating vegetables?
Oh, yeah, I love vegetables. I'm actually vegetarian.
Was that your decision?
Yeah, it was. Just kind of thought I like vegetables and the environmental impact of raising animals, especially red meats. So I thought that didn't really want to encourage that kind of stuff.
But you love vegetables enough that you're surviving.
Yeah, I love vegetables that much.
So, armed with this love of veggies and a level of maturity that I couldn't have even imagined at 11, Lockie began selling items from his school's veggie patch to raise money for the Junchunjara Remote Community School in Western Australia.
Well, we had a week of environment festivities, and during the week we raised money to be able to help Junchunjara's organic veggie patch program. And during that week we raised money to buy tools and other supplies for the veggie garden.
And then, at the age of just 11, Lockie left Melbourne with his dad to travel to Australia's remotest community to see for himself how the garden was going.
Well, the Junchunjara is in the Spinifex lands of Western Australia. It's about 680 kilometres northeast of Kalgoorlie. So to get there, you need to take two plane flights and a 12-hour drive down a dusty red road to get there. When you look around, the dirt is really red, so it's kind of classic desert, especially at night when it's really, the air's really clear because there's no light pollution or anything and you can see everything. It's really beautiful.
Who are some of the friends that you made in Junchunjara?
There are only three boys, which were Yogo, Waverly and Jermaine. And there are lots of girls like Naomi and Resayensa. I got to know everyone really well over the time that I spent there.
So how did a kid from the suburbs of Melbourne fit in with Indigenous kids from the remote outback? Charlie Klein is the principal of Junchunjara Remote Community School.
Just like any group of kids where that cultural barrier often is broken down far quicker than adults, and they get on with each other much quicker. So in speaking with staff here that were involved and adults, yeah, they remember him fondly.
And through that friendship with the kids from Junchunjara, Lockie began compiling a book about their experience growing vegetables together.
Well, it was once I'd been invited that I was actually wondering about what I would like to share with the kids when I got to Junchunjara, because I knew that they would have a lot to share with me about their culture and things. So it was when I contacted Andy Griffiths, who I knew had been to a lot of Indigenous communities and was an ambassador for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and I asked him for some ideas for what I could do with the kids in the classroom, and he suggested that if I just gave them a small little booklet and they wrote stories about the veggie garden or something that they were really interested in, it'd be a great way to engage in literacy. So it was only once I got home that the Indigenous Literacy Foundation asked if that we would like to publish that.
And the final result, How Does Your Garden Grow? A book filled with stories and vivid images drawn by the kids from Junchunjara and ending with Lockie's own chapter titled New Friendships.
I made a long journey to the Spinifex country. We shared stories about our gardens. We shared stories about our lives. I found out that the veggies aren't the only things that grow in gardens. Friendships can grow in gardens too. I learnt that your garden in Junchunjara is bigger than your veggie patch. Your whole country is your garden. Gardens bring people together.
Well, there's hope for our future with the likes of Lockie Coman growing up here. Very impressive 12-year-old Melbourne schoolboy. Ending that report from Tim Higgins with a reading from the book How Does Your Garden Grow, which is really a product of the work he's done with the Junchunjara community here in his school, and that book released from Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Excellent work.